Hello and welcome to the first episode of Trend Pal. I am Lotta Jergilsson and with me I've got Martin Lindeskog.
Yes, hello Lotta.
Hello. How exciting. We're finally doing our first podcast.
Yeah.
Woo. Today is the 6th of August 2014. And we're going to cover a few topics such as trend topics and theme is our kind of three
ingredients.
Yes.
In the pizza dough.
Mm-hmm. We'll be talking a little bit about pizza later as well.
I'm getting hungry now. What's your favorite pizza?
Ooh, I'm quite boring actually. I kind of like fungi or vegetariana. Or actually, one pizza
Four
is...
Seasons.
What seasons?
Four seasons pizza.
It's okay. But I prefer the slightly non-traditional pizza such as, you know, banana on top or curry powder. And yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking in English?
I don't know. Do you?
Because we're actually sending from... Gothenburg.
Göteborg.
That's biblioteket.
Library of in the city of Gothenburg. Yes.
Yeah.
We're sitting in the chilly, cold room here. Lots of air condition.
Yeah. We've been sitting here for a few hours now, so yeah. We're quite cold. Good that they have a cafe.
Yeah.
In the library, so we can warm up.
And we checked in there also by using a swarm.
Mm. Martin, tell us a little bit about Swarm. What is it?
It's lots of buzz about Swarm right now. Bzzz.
And it's part of Foursquare.
Yeah, and then they divided it somehow. And we have seen friends on social media like Johan Lang in Stockholm. Hi, Johan.
Hello. Here.
And he said he would stop using it now because it's not working according to his, matter of taste. And that could be the case, because they are trying to do a pivot or find new ways of using it. It's not only now a game and become a mayor and so on. They want to do other things with it. And
More like a search engine or like Yelp.
Yeah,
similar to that's Yelp.
Good. And we will try to link to that kind of articles that are written about that.
Yeah, and so you can read that in our show notes later today. Basically the reason why we're doing all this in English is because we are, I'm married to an English guy and I've lived abroad for a long time in England, in London.
And I'm American in spirit, that you could read on my Twitter profile.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we want to reach an international audience.
Yes, we didn't want to limit ourselves to just Swedish...
No, not to, only to the Ankdammen.
No.
What's that in English? Duck pond?
Yeah, I suppose you'd call it that.
Yeah, so we will sometimes sticka ut hakan.
So sometimes there might be a few phrases in Swedish, but apart from that, it should be something that everyone could understand.
Yeah.
So what else? I can talk about a trend that I spotted this week, which is we've all heard about yo, but we're not a big fan of it.
Yo man, yeah.
Yo the app.
Oh yeah, I've heard about it, but I have not used it.
No,
I'm not into hip hop.
No, nor have I actually.
Wasn't that a show on MTV, Yo, like a hip hop show? No.
Possibly.
Never mind.
Mind that.
It's valued for lots of money. But what could it do? It could only do yo, right?
Yeah, this is the thing. It can only send you a yo message to a friend. But as we've heard in other podcasts, they've discussed this topic where it's probably just the beginning of something.
It will be a no app also?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But... the story I wanted to get to is actually a new app that's come out that's called Push for Pizza. And this is all about, not having to do much, just to press a button to get your pizza.
Delivered?
Delivered. and it's paid while you have two choices. You can only choose between cheese or Four Seasons, I think it is, or pepperoni or something.
Mm-hmm.
But all you need to do is just to download the app, only available in the App Store currently.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button.
You mean App Store, it's for iTunes, for iPhone.
That's right.
So not
for
you are using Android. How is the Android working for you?
Today, not so well. However, I do like my Android.
Yeah,
it's,
why?
Yeah. the reason I like it the most is because of, the ping sound. It's I can't seem to turn that off.
We have that last time. Pilot, it was a ping sound.
Well,
it was not the Android, it was the charger, right?
Yeah, which is now when we're in the summer, I just want to say that I've been hooked on my portable chargers.
Yeah,
but what happened was that I bent my connection a bit in my pocket, so it keeps disconnecting and therefore it keeps pinging every time you reconnect.
Yeah, and that was kind of theme, right? To be unplugged.
Yeah, unplugged. Yeah. I hope that everyone has unplugged a little bit this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very unplugged.
But then you need batteries also.
Yeah, but I'm more thinking about the social unplugging of not being on Facebook or Twitter or taking a break. Give yourself some time to be in the real world, which we do need sometimes. Don't you think, Martin? Mindfulness, etc.
Yeah, but it's all a real world. Everything is the real world. It's only one world. But I understand what you're saying. So if you don't want to listen more, you could shut off the on-off button. You could listen whenever you want, and now we have around 3 minutes left. So
time to round up.
Yeah, I think we have some more things to cover also.
What else?
How did it turn out with the pizza? Where could I buy it?
Well, unfortunately, it's not available in Gothenburg quite yet.
The world?
In the States, in America.
Great.
But I just like the idea of it becoming very easy to order something by push of a button. And there is actually a Swedish company who has made a button that you press to activate certain apps, to start your podcast, to start your application on your phone to take a picture, etc. It's called
like a remote control.
Yeah, sort of. Now I've lost the name. I'll have to write that down in the pod notes.
Sounds good.
And anything else wanted to bring up in this very first show of ours?
Yeah, what will come in the future if we will continue, if we will do episode number 2?
Yeah, well, we'll be covering more social media. We'll be discussing maybe some, not tutorials, but just some tips and tricks on various social media. We'll be covering topics of the week. We will hopefully be on a weekly schedule.
Yes, that's the goal. It's a route for us. And that was the coffee place, I think, Roots. Yeah,
that's true.
At the Stadsbibliothek, at the library. So do you want to listen to us every week?
Exactly. We're
it's a good question, because there's lots of programs out there.
Well, that's also what we want to do. We want to sort of be able to fit into everyone's life, therefore we'll only do short episodes.
Like 10 minutes. Right now it's 9 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So how have it been for you? Nine minutes with Martin.
And Lotta.
Yeah.
I hope that we've given you some insights.
Yeah.
How
could they reach us? Do you have any contact information?
We do. They can reach us on Twitter, which is
TrendPal
at twitter.com.
Yes.
I think that's the best place to reach us right now.
Yeah, so with that,
we'll say cheerio.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week. Have a great week. Bye bye.
Cheers.